is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine, blah, blah, blah. Chris Angel, the magician. Chris Angel.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on, man.
A&E Mind Freak, which is Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock on A&E. And Chris also going to be on Vegas, Las Vegas, series November 14th. By the way, 2005 Magician of the Year.
Wow. By the Academy of Magical Arts.
Yeah.
That impresses me.
I know you were 81, 87, 93.
No, 93. I became emeritus. I wasn't also there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It says here that Chris is a mystifier and a provocateur.
What
I
is
like
that?
That.
What is that?
I think that means you show sack. That's either what that I, that's or how I interpret that.
Either that or I hang by like four fish hooks through my flesh from a helicopter 1,000 feet above the valley. I don't know.
That's
provocative. Provocative. Pretty
yeah.
Cool.
I've seen the show. It is amazing. And
thank you.
And I don't what now. But what do you call yourself? Do you call yourself a magician, or what would you like the label of?
Just an artist. I actually been doing music longer than magic or these demonstrations. So I just consider myself a performer that uses many different tools to entertain.
And is there, what do you think of David Blaine?
Actually, I look ahead. I don't look behind me.
Right. Here's a here's the thing I love about all walks of life. Nobody likes whoever does what they do.
Right. No, I actually don't have anything. He was actually very gracious. I did something in one of my episodes. He came by, had some very nice things to say.
He did.
And I only wish him the best.
He did that levitation thing for me once he came in here.
Yeah, my brother-in-law had to explain how he did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, to who? Your wife?
No, to me.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know how he did it?
Well, here's the thing about David Blaine and the levitation thing. He first thing he does to you is I think he sort of catches you off guard a little.
Yeah, he
grabbed me in the
this.
Hall and said, hey, watch this. And then he started to turn his back to me. I thought he was just going to break wind. That's my greatest trick right there. Provocateur.
Never disappoints either.
Yeah. Ass-mestator, they call me. But the point is he turned his back to me, but he turned it about a 45-degree angle. It wasn't just looking at straight away back. I was looking at about 45 degrees.
You know he did already, right?
And then all of a sudden, he levitated his heels and feet up, which looked about 3-4 inches off the ground, which it looked amazing. But the idea that he turned the other way to do it suggests that he's up on the edge of 1 foot or up on the ball of 1 foot.
He has a false shoe. He kicks a thing out from under the shoe and goes up on his toes, but the shoes keep going up.
So how's that work?
David, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, you see, this is the code. Yeah. The provocateur.
Did you see my levitation episode where I do this in the real Times Square, Fremont Trail, literally levitate a spectator 3-4 feet in the air, the camera goes 360 degrees around it.
Yeah, how do you do that? Magic?
You'll be talking about it in the next episode of the show, and you'll be revealing your concept of how it worked.
Copperfield says he's going to get somebody pregnant on stage without actually entering
That's awesome.
I swear this is a true story.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, the case of the leaping sperm.
So, Chris, what's going on musically for you then?
I actually just, I'm working with Jonathan Davis from Korn.
Ooh.
He's one of my good friends. We actually produced the theme song for Mind Freak, and probably going to have the soundtrack for Mind Freak out next season. I'm doing another season, 21 more episodes. I'm going to start shooting that late January. And then I just completed a one-hour edition of Mind Freak, which will air on Halloween at 10 o'clock.
How do you? I don't know what you guys call them. Like in the stunt profession, they would call them gags, like jumping off a building or lighting yourself on fire and then jumping into a swimming pool or something. I don't know what you call them.
I call them demonstrations because
how do you come up with all of them? I mean, if you're gonna do 21 episodes and they're an hour long, mm-hmm. you need a bunch of these, right?
Well, what I do is I try to confront, a lot of what I do is try to show what's possible when the mind, body, and spirit works together. And a lot of the demonstrations that I do, I try to combine, like for instance, on my mom's 70th birthday, I wanted to become a human candle. So I literally lit myself on fire for 45 seconds without the traditional hand or face protection that they would normally use in a movie as a, for a stuntman. Mm-hmm. And I did this in around on Fremont Street. But at the end, I wanted to create something that people didn't expect, a twist. And so I, when the people were putting me out with the CO2 extinguishers, I vanished and was one of the people putting me out. So I do these things where I borrow from one art form and then take it into another one and try to do something very unique with it.
Oh, I just think about what a horrible magician I would be because it involves repetition and practice. Rehearsal.
Ooh.
Long nights.
Well, a lot of the stuff I can't practice, quite honestly. I'm going to be levitating in a new episode, the premiere episode. I'm going to be levitating from one building to another building across the street in a major city. And that's something that you just go for. Or, you know, when I walked down the Aladdin building, which was in the middle of Las Vegas, I walked, I think it was 14 stories without any wires, magnets, people, safety nets. People are watching me walk up and down the building.
Well, do you consider yourself a stuntman to some degree?
I use a little bit of what I do is stunts.
Walk up and down the building like the way Batman and Robin used to walk up and down?
Yeah, except I did it in the middle of Las Vegas and people are sitting there watching it. You know,
no cameo from Milton Berle when he sticks his head out
tonight,
the window.
Tonight on the episode, a good friend, amazing Jonathan in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He did an episode and we played the ultimate game of chicken. I actually trained to get hit by a car by stuntmen and he literally took a car and...
hits you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Steve-O meets David Copperfield.
Yeah. All right.
Steve-O doesn't really, I don't know what he does, but he just tries to get a laugh, I guess. But
yeah. Well, he's a clown. Yeah.
Hey, Drew, why he's pretty is funny it on your show. Rub your he balls disappears. While you're jerking off that it feels so much better.
Yeah. Well,
I have the image of him vomiting as an elephant craps on his head. When I close my eyes, I see that.
Yeah, he was on my TV show the other night, and he did a little bit of that.
Don't put these images in my head because I might not be able to create anything anymore.
Jason?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I just found out I have HPV, and I had a couple questions.
Mm-hmm. So that's warts.
Pardon?
Wart virus, yes.
Yeah, I had a wart.
You know, it's funny. It's It's warts until you get it. Then it's HPV. You don't have... No one calls it HPV when they don't have it.
Right.
It's always like, yeah, this dude's got warts. That guy got warts. That guy got warts. My brother-in-law got warts. My cousin got warts.
But
I got HPV.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, it's a little more poetic.
Yeah, it's like some degree.
Right.
Where did I get HPV in fine arts?
That's right.
From Yale. Oh, Mazel Tov. Awesome stuff. You going for your master's in HPV?
Yeah.
All right, Jason, go ahead.
Well, how common is it among sexually active people? I got online and I started reading some stuff, and there's just all kinds of information out there, and some of it contradicted each other. And one website
very popular.
Very
Drew
common.
Says with the kids.
Most dare say most people have it.
Really?
Well, not most.
Dare say there's some studies that suggest most people have it.
Not most,
but it's very very common.
Most means more than
50%. To get it looked at, and they said that they're starting to find out that some people actually, they used to think that you had it forever and there was nothing you could do, but that some people actually get rid of it themselves.
That is correct. Yeah. The one that sticks around is the one that causes cervical cancer.
Yeah. So you know what?
There's going to be a vaccine for this within a year. It's going to all go away.
You know, there needs to be a Planned Parenthood for him and for her. You know what I mean? Like a dude's version of that stuff. Because first off, as a guy, you go into that place, it is staffed solely with heavy-set, bitter lesbos. And you got to drop your pants, and they're like hitting your dong with a flashlight.
It's better than it used
stink
to be.
Eye.
I mean, it's more kids really trust that organization.
Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there's a men's room and a woman's room. You know, the high school has the girls' bathroom and the boys' bathroom. And you feel weird going in there and... plant yourself on the toilet in the unisex one and a chick walked in. You know, guys are squeamish about that. And I think women are a little weird that way, too. They don't want to go into a place and see some dude that they dated from high school or
walking
something
in.
Is in there for his own thing.
Yeah.
Why not do a him and a her?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Pink building. That's for the dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, mix it up. They said pink for the dudes.
Yeah.
No, do the pink for the chicks. Do the blue for the guys. Beige for the gays. You know what I mean? Because they need their own
yellow.
Space.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Drew. That's for the Asians. Oh. Come on, buddy. Don't get derogatory. Why do you got to go there? You know what I mean? I thought I had a pretty good idea, and then you just go all derogatory on my ass.
Yeah, you're right.
All I'm saying is let's have a plan. Or just take one and just, you know, put a little division. That's the dude side. That's the chick side. Put the nice doctors. Put the male ones over here. Put the female gynecologists over there. Right?
Yep. Agreed. Right. Totally agree.
Write that down.
Done.
Maureen?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
She sounds like she's like 18.
Or 11.
I'm sorry. I do have a really like high sounding voice, but I'm 25. Mm-hmm. Although my problem probably is going to sound like something for a much younger woman. I've been dating the same man for a year, and I've accidentally become involved in faking my orgasms, and now I don't know how to stop doing it because I don't
slippery
know how to
slope. It happened to me
accidentally.
Well, I mean, it's not something that you think that you're going to do, but it just sort of. I did it basically when the first time that we had sex because, you know, the first time is always awkward and men are so wrapped up in the performance and I just didn't really know how to say it and get what I wanted and then I just didn't know
what do you mean and get
after
what,
that.
What is it you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
It, like that I didn't get off. Like I can get off.
Yeah, well, why don't you do that?
I don't know how to tell him like.
But why don't you do that as part of the whole act that you do with him?
She sounds like a good illusionist, though.
You ever walk up the side of a building?
More an impressionist.
Yeah.
I'm a fine actress. I just don't know. Like, I think he'll go, why? What's going on? And he'll know. But on the other hand, it's really not tenable. Like, I can't be in a relationship like this. And
how long have you been in this relationship?
What's that?
How long have you been in this relationship?
A year.
And you've been doing this a year?
Yeah, it's really sad.
Have you ever had an orgasm with him?
No.
And what's the problem? What's lacking? What's missing?
I don't think he spends enough time on the foreplay, really.
Well, you know, you gotta be very clear about what that means for a guy, because you say foreplay a guy, he's still going directly to the genitalia.
Have you had orgasms with other guys?
I've had. Yeah, but I think that it is really hard for me because I don't normally orgasm from just intercourse. Like, I need...
Does he do oral sex in
you? Hold on. Hey, Maureen is tough because she doesn't normally have an orgasm, yet she's blaming this guy for not giving her what she doesn't normally have.
But it's like she never asked for what she needs. What's the matter with asking for
oral
sex?
She's instead of that, she's angry. It's like she goes to a restaurant, she never puts an order in, and she just sits there and sulks that she's not getting her lunch.
Yeah, exactly. That's
wow.
What it sounds like.
Powerful stuff.
Very deep.
Powerful metaphor. Powerful. Maureen?
It's probably my fault. I mean, I'm not blaming him at all. I know,
but you're still angry at him a little bit.
No, I'm...
Do you have trouble asking a guy for oral sex? Is that part of the problem?
I don't think he likes it. I mean, I'm pretty down.
How do you know he doesn't absolutely love it, for all you know?
Because he never wants to do it.
Well, he never needs to.
I know, because I'm pretending like everything is fine, right?
Right. And by the way, women that have more orgasms easily with intercourse tend not to like oral sex.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and here's the other. Well, he doesn't. Drew's making an excuse for him,
but
he doesn't know that little tidbit.
He might.
No,
probably not. I'll grant you, probably not.
What's the guy do for a living? He cleans pools or something?
No, he doesn't clean pools.
What's he do?
Teacher.
Teacher.
A teacher. Wow.
I mean, a professor?
It's an art teacher.
Uh oh.
At high school.
Is he a lot older than you?
What's that? No, actually, not that much older. He's 5 years older than me, so he's 30.
All right. Well, look, just tell me he wants some oral sex. That's all.
He'll be fine. If he doesn't like it, that's not a great guy, too, but he's not doing what you need.
And just make sure to keep it real clean.
Adam, give her the, you do something you don't want to do for 10 minutes, I do something I don't, you know.
That's, I believe, good sex is that way. I do something that disgusts me for 10 minutes, you do something that disgusts you for 20.
There you go.
Or 18.
Well, you said good. You qualified it.
You feel good. This will feel good. And then when we go home, we watch some TiVo. And look, you know, you women always complaining.
Nosh.
She's, you know, fakes her orgasm. We fake our interest in the conversation before the sex.
And the foreplay.
Yeah, the 2 hours leading up to the sex, that's all fake. Oh, really? And, well, this Tammy from work sounds like quite a bitch. Yeah, I should I'll say good day to her. Point her out at the Christmas party. I'll give her the stink eye from across the room. No.
We'll shun her together.
Yeah. No, I think kittens know they're kittens. I do. I think they believe it. Otherwise, why would they, you know,
behave like
paw
that.
On that,
yeah.
that thing covered with scratch pad.
Yeah,
yeah, scratch pad. Can we have sex now? Or
we ready?
Is this good? Or have I softened you up sufficiently? Or do I have to keep talking? Awesome. That's what it is. It's like you're just the Marines. You're out front of some Pacific island. The Japs are dug in. And you're just going to pound them with your big guns. And at a certain point, you figure, it's all right to send the landing craft in.
Yeah,
that's what the penis is. Send that landing craft in. I think it's been softened up enough. Let's go in. But you find out, oh, they're dug in.
Oh,
they're in the cage.
What do you do? You stay out there in the water for a while.
You get out the flamethrower.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, you're right. You call in for the airstrike.
You call in. You're calling for support. Yeah, air support. Dominic.
Hey, Chris.
Chris,
hey,
Angel.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, man? I just want to call so you. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, dude, that's fantastic.
Wow, what a shocker, the guy's from Riverside.
Just drops the F-bomb in the first opening sentence.
Yeah, boy. First guy from Riverside ever to use profanity.
Just wanted to tell you.
You effing rock. Oh,
thanks just the same, man.
Yeah, he wants to know when your DVD will be coming out.
The box set for the first season will be out November 29th, and there's a bunch of DVDs available right now on my website, plug, plug, plug.
Do you, we'll give your website out as long as you're plugging.
It's Chris Angel, C-R-I-S-S, angel.com.
Do you get to come out with a box set after season one? Shouldn't you just come out with a DVD? Do you get to put it in the box?
Yeah, we have a box, because it's like, I don't know, I did 21 episodes or something.
Yeah, it still seems like you haven't earned the box yet.
Well, maybe not.
All right. Well, now I feel not. Bad now, for busting you know your what? Box.
It's a set, not a box.
You know what?
Set.
We're going to change it. It'll just be two single DVDs and some bonus footage.
Yeah, you leave that
and
box.
We'll cut it down to like, you know, maybe like $20 or so.
Season three is when you pull out the box. Or,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Drew, well, we're talking about, you know, talking to women and sex. You know, thought it was appropriate. You see.
Do I have any box sets? No.
Yeah. Carmen?
Hi.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, my question is for Dr. Drew, and I wanted to know if, like, a nervous disorder could be the cause if you, like, without even knowing what I'm doing, I'll, like, dig into my skin and break the skin.
And you'll, with your nails? You'll pick at the same site until it bleeds, or you'll have one single pinch that you twist and pull the skin off?
Yes.
The latter.
Yes, the latter. Yeah.
So you don't pick and pick and pick and pick and pick. You just pick once and pull off the skin.
Actually, I do pick and pick.
Wow.
And I wanted to know if, like...
Do you take stimulants? Do you take speed?
Let me answer that for her. Yes and no.
Thank you.
All right.
Move along.
Go ahead, Carmen. Anything else you want to confuse Drew with?
I'm sorry?
So no stimulants, no medication, right?
No. Actually, I've been doing this since I was a kid.
Okay. And you pull your hair also?
No.
Do you wash your hands repetitively or anything of that sort?
No.
All right, just pick. What part do you pick?
What part do I pick?
Where? You pick your forearms?
Like on my arm or something.
Again, like your forearms?
No. You know, my arm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Carmen, yes, this is this is actually a syndrome called Picker's syndrome. It's most commonly associated with methamphetamine abuse, but it can be part of an obsessive compulsive syndrome as well.
This is going to take a little medication?
Picker's syndrome, yeah. It's like trichotillomania where you chronically pull hair out and that kind of thing.
Hmm.
Talk to my doctor.
Yeah. And maybe ask for a psychiatric referral, and there's usually ways to treat that.
Yeah. You start wearing one of those things they use, the Falconeers guys wear, where the condor, you know, the big leather sleeve. Yeah. I'll tell you that. Falconer.
They pick their face then.
I still would like to wear that leather sleeve.
You know, I do a lot of picker stuff because of the amphetamine abuse, and it goes forearms, then face.
It goes face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pretty much started at the ass and stayed there. And not moved.
No, you have. How dare you? You went right for the nose.
I do shift around a little in that shipping corridor, but it mainly stay at the ass.
Yeah.
I would like to get into this falconry.
Yeah, it's cool. Maybe at the airport hire you.
yeah, just with that leather thing. And then, you know what I like about the Falcons is I like the little eye blinders they put on the thing. What? Falcon can't be trusted? Then we take the blinders off, and then it just takes off.
Is that right?
And then it comes back. Well, it doesn't fly with those blinders on.
Oh, I mean, wait until they put the hood over its head, too.
They put a little sack over its head like it's a photographer, the terrorist abducted. You know what I mean? Poor Falcon thinks he's in the Middle East. Where are we going now? We're going to Abdul's hideaway. I like the fact that they use those Falcons at the airport to chase away the seagulls and the pigeons and stuff. I just like the idea.
That's cool.
You know what I like? I like that you can count on animals. Because as human beings, there's no human being you could take to the airport to chase away other human beings. You'd just be luck of the draw. They'd let you go, and you just sit there and start making phone calls on your cell phone.
Right.
But they let my buddy Ray go, and he would start chasing other people around, but they wouldn't know it.
Right.
You just go get a falcon.
Right.
You don't get the falcon that chases the seagulls. You just get the falcon.
You don't get the Ray version of the falcon.
You get a falcon, any falcon. You let them go at the airport. He beats up on the seagulls, and the planes fly away without getting sucked up into the jet intake.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All falcons. That's what I like about animals. You know what you're getting. Especially birds. Birds don't F around. There's no nice crows. That's a friendly, jovial crow. He doesn't want to make any noise or pick on the sparrows. Mm-hmm. He just wants to hang out and cuddle. Now, they're all exactly the same. You know, that's why they're expendable, by the way.
Because they're all...
Anytime you have a 100 million of exactly the same, you can shoot them.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
See.
You know what I mean?
You're just crowish.
No, but I'm just saying... It makes
Crow-ism.
It okay to kill
stuff. You
just
think they all look the same. They're all individuals.
Any difference in the deers? You know what I mean? That deer, that's a funny deer. And then that deer is over there is real good at math. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, this deer plays the harp, and this deer is great with language. No, they're all the same. That's why you can shoot them. And the lower you get on that thing, the easier it is to kill them. The fish, boom, zero. What do you think, one catfish is different than the other?
Hmm.
Pow, start heating up the skillet. I'm going down to the river. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm hungry.
I know.
All right. Chris Angel in studio tonight. Got the, he's a provocateur. That's what I like. Mystifier and provocateur. Mind Freak, name of the show, Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock on A&E. Well, that's tonight, baby dolls. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you for calling Loveline. Your call will be answered in the order it seems interesting.
Call Loveline. Call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chris Angel is here tonight. Chris is on Mind Freak. Well, he's not on it. He is Mind Freak. Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock tonight on A&E. And also, you can find Chris on Las Vegas, November the 14th, I should say. The series, Las Vegas, that is. You can go to www.chrisangel.com. You want to get... you can see some clips and things like that on there, yes?
Yes. Thank you for giving all the plugs.
Sure,
appreciate
why
it.
Not? Mystifier and provocateur. I am now known as the Falconer. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Adam Carolla, the Falconer.
Adam Carolla, Falconer, I think is good.
Yeah.
Should do a show on the Animal Planet.
There's got to be another twist on provocateur for you, though.
Yeah.
Masturbateur?
Masturbateur. Quick! Quickly to the masturbatorium. That's what I would yell as I slide down the pole.
Where's the splash sound? Now, come on, Anderson.
Tori?
Hi.
23?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Transgendered?
Yeah.
Possible love interest.
So you're,
used to be a man.
You're male to female, right?
Yes.
All right. What's going on?
I was wondering if you think that... if I am potentially going to get into a relationship with a guy, if I should tell him that I am a transgender or not, or if I should just keep it to myself.
Be decent. I feel, here's what I feel like. You know when you buy a house?
Yeah.
And somebody committed suicide in it?
Yeah.
By law, they have to tell you.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Why?
It's that.
It's weird.
Well, we live in a weird, yeah. Well, it's not weird if you're religious. Well, look, hold on a second.
What, a sin was committed in the house, therefore I mustn't own the house? Or are there other sins committed?
Look, if your wife found out Now think long and hard.
That's why that's why it shouldn't be a law.
I know, but think about all just think about all the tards that are in a feng shui. Okay, what the hell is feng shui? Yeah, you point the end table toward Mecca, you idiot. And then we'll bring the positive chi in through the chi mirror over here. Think how many idiots we have on this planet, by the way. Not just in this country, around the world. You don't think that most people wouldn't buy a house if they found out that someone committed suicide at that house?
All the more reason people should be able to
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. But, by the way, what house hasn't the previous owners at least died in?
Or gone. Or done sinful things.
Yeah, I got a house from the 20s, probably a good 50 years of cornhole and going over there. They probably made snuff films. I just opened the door, was enveloped in a tidal wave of spent amyl poppers.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Hans Conry. It was into
some stuff. Burning little kids with cigarette butts and God knows what ghoulish stuff was going on. But the point is, I don't need to know about it. As a matter of fact, I don't want to know about it unless you're going to pass along a few ducats. You know, I mean, yeah. If you're going to knock 10% off because somebody put a shotgun in their mouth, then I'd like to know. But I say when somebody's transgendered, just like the real estate law, you need to know.
Well, it's such a significant issue that you got to know who the person is and part of who you are is who you've been. And how could you talk about and share your past?
Drew, you would feel, what would you feel like if you, and Chris, what would you feel like if you were with someone who used to be a man? Would you be freaked out?
I think I'd be.
Yeah.
Pretty freaked out.
I guess it depends how into the person
use
you
your powers to make his penis disappear.
And it would, but what would be shattering though is if you're with them for a long time, never thought about it, and then all of a sudden you found out. That would be too much.
Yeah.
And maybe you would
overload.
Yeah. Sell a house that was previously owned by somebody who killed himself.
Here's the other thing I don't like either. Tori, you know, everyone, we always laugh about this, but
the male, female.
Yeah, you used to be Tommy, but now it's Tori. Just go ahead and go with Sheila.
Hello?
You've cut the penis and the sack off. Go ahead and pick a totally different name. It doesn't have to start with the same two letters as your old name.
Consuelo would be great.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, better for the folks. You know what I mean?
You have to redo all your initials. Come on.
I'm saying if you're going to take estrogen shots, get your whole body waxed, and cut your package off, just go ahead and change the name outright. Doesn't have to sound like the other name. You don't need alliteration.
So, Tori.
Oh.
Whoops.
Tori. Tori either was bogus or just heard enough of my nasally drone.
Didn't sound bogus, but I...
I think anyway, she's doing a lot of transgender stuff.
What?
They doing a lot of those operations still?
Yeah.
What do you think? But more out of the country or in the country?
Probably more out, I bet you.
Yeah?
Yeah. But his question was, should he tell his love interest that he used to be a man? Males that become women generally do that to have lesbian relationships. So that made me question the veracity of the call.
Males that become women hook up with women.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I'm going to show you. You have to diagram it.
Yeah.
It's like, he does what? What? When I first heard that, my mind bent.
Hey, Michelle, you better go home and check your old lady for scarring. You don't know what you find down there.
Because it's they're not gay, but they are into lesbian women. You see?
Mm.
And you can't be with a lesbian woman if you're a male. Mm. So the only way you can be with a lesbian woman is by becoming a female.
Here's the point. They're perfectly normal and perfectly healthy. They just have a woman trapped inside of them. That's
and
all.
A lesbian.
They have a diesel dyke trapped inside of them. That's all it is. That's what it is. It's a syndrome, Drew. Just like if you have a tumor on your lung. That's a tumor that is trapped inside of you. I have a woman trapped inside
of
me.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Except I have Napoleon inside of me.
Well, I have the Michelin man trapped inside of me.
I have the Pillsbury Doughboy in me.
This is a very viable syndrome, Drew. I don't know why people make fun of it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I saw a documentary where people were taking their own legs off because they had amputees trapped inside of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary part is
he beat off to it three times.
Five.
Five. It's Anderson.
But you know what? If we're going to do that, if we're going to do any of this, we might as well do that.
And they had a doctor who was actually taking legs off for people.
That's fantastic.
It's an awesome world we're living in. Wow. He had to feng shui his legs.
We're really losing it. Well, is that another country, Anderson?
It was all over the world, actually.
There's but not here. We weren't doing it here.
One guy here, but he moved to France.
Why can't we interpret human behavior?
It was really strange, though. Like, from the time that they were, like, 5 or 6 years old, they knew exactly which leg it was that didn't belong there, where it should end. Yeah. One guy shot it off with a shotgun. Another guy froze his off.
You got to quit watching Nickelodeon, Anderson.
It was Nick at Night.
Cartoon Network.
John?
Yes.
27?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I recently got married, our sex life has been kind of mundane and more mechanical than anything. I've been having a lot of extramarital affairs, but really love my wife, but I don't know if there's a difference between in love and loving my wife, but I enjoy these extramarital affairs, but... Yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
What are those, by the way? I'm just curious.
What do you mean?
You got some hot chick at the office, or are you just paying some cheap prostitute?
No, it's basically girls I meet at work and girls when I go out. And my wife's kind of a homebody, and I'm more of an extrovert. So, she's never caught me, but I have a feeling I'm on the verge of being caught. And
what kind of work do you do? What kind of work?
I actually work at the hospital. I'm an anesthesia.
Oh, perfect. You can get lots of chicks with that anesthesiology.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're an anesthesiologist or you're a nurse anesthetist?
Nurse anesthetist.
Yeah, better.
Are you doing drugs?
Am I doing drugs?
Yeah.
No.
It's like he's putting them under and he's like, you may feel a little little vaginal discomfort when he comes. I'm having my tonsils out. I'm a doctor. I'm a nurse. Please don't argue with me.
I've treated a number of nurse anesthetists with drug addiction. I just wonder if that's sort of part of that deal.
Nurse anesthetist?
Yeah.
So not an anesthesiologist. No. That takes education, right?
Well, nurse, that's a part training program, but
it's not 8 years in college.
No, they do like surgery centers and things like that.
I see. Yeah. Low rent. Yeah.
Hmm. They're not doing open heart surgery.
All right. John?
Yeah.
But a good gig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fair amount of school and the income's fairly good.
Let me ask you this, John. What is it with you people needing the underpants before you put people under? Couldn't let people have their underpants? Got to get them totally nude and then put them out? That how
well,
it works?
Most of them get Foley's and
No. Adam had a hand operation. He was...
Got a hand operation. A guy need my underpants.
He almost took the whole damn hospital apart. That's embarrassing.
Well, what do you need my underpants for? You're working on my wrist. You know what I mean? And it's not like my hand's on my junk. It's spread out on a sandwich board. And you have my underpants?
Yeah,
you want to talk about unnerving. Like, the last thing you hear before the guy puts you under is, we're going to need your underpants. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's date rape. It really is. It's nothing short of date rape. It's nothing short, Drew.
It's a violation.
I felt violated when I woke up. John... You sound like a horrible person because you're married and you haven't been married that long and you're constantly cheating on your wife.
Yeah, it's complete, total empathic failure. Each of these episodes is something that will be extraordinarily harmful to your wife. Now, A, it's hard to be intimate physically or emotionally with another person when you're having all sorts of other affairs. And B, doing this is incredibly harmful to her and your relationship. And you seem very cavalier about it, like whatever. Being that far away from your feelings sounds like drug addict behavior, and that's why I'm questioning about addiction.
Well, there's no addiction. It's just basically lack of intimacy at home, searching it out other places. I just wonder.
All right. Do you have kids?
No, but she wants one.
All right.
Do not do that.
I would suggest you end this relationship before you have kids.
Why'd you get married?
Well, I have a different connection with her than just sex.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't have sex at all. Didn't you know that before?
What's that?
You seem to have no sexual connection. Didn't you know that before?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there is a sexual connection. It's been really dissipated since we got married.
Okay, John.
Because you're having affairs.
Okay, here's the thing. Stop cheating and get some counseling and don't tell her you've been cheating. If you want to salvage a relationship.
Right, otherwise end it.
What I don't want is for her to crap out a kid and then 16 months from now, you take off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
absolutely. But I just get addicted to him so strongly.
Well, he's got a little that sociopath thing going. Yeah.
Mm.
Who's the most effed up guy at the hospital, Drew?
What do you mean? Who are most likely to be addicts?
Who's the biggest head case? Like, you know what I mean? Like we know that plastic surgeons are, you know, head cases compared to, you know, podiatrists, right?
Plastic surgeons.
We know dentists are probably worse than ear, nose, and throat guys.
Worse?
Yeah. The dentists, they commit a lot of suicide and stuff. They get strung out all the time. You know what I mean?
Anesthesiologists get a lot of addiction. A lot.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily, they're usually nice guys. They're not messed up people. Okay. Not usually sociopaths.
I'm not actually saying he's a bad guy, but just who's jacked up. You know, nurses are a mess. Everyone in that place is a mess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a little break.
All right.
Who do you want to talk to when we come back?
I was going to talk to...
Well, Melissa has a question for Chris. Check her. Melissa?
Yes.
19?
Yep.
You're writing a thesis based on Chris Angel?
Yeah. I'm a student at the Institute of Portland. Hi. And I'm a huge fan of yours. And
thank you.
My topic is kind of like why people who don't even know you help you do crazy things, like pull a chain that's around your neck. Because I talked to a couple of law firms, and they said that if, like, you died, they could be charged with murder. So I'm like, I don't get it. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, a couple of things.
Why do people go on The Biggest Loser? The same reason they yank on the chain.
Yeah. Well, that's different, Drew. How dare
you? I'm just saying, people will do anything to go on TV today.
Well actually, some of the celebrities that I've had on, like Jonathan Davis, when he did the episode where I caught the bullet in my mouth, or I played mental roulette with him, he actually had me sign to indemnify him that if he should kill me, that we had some documentation that he wouldn't be. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But
I would just do it on camera. I mean, I'll just say, you know.
You know what?
Chris, a friend of mine, I'm not actually trying to kill him, but I do want to help him with his career, you know?
Because, like, I'm a really, really big fan, and as much as I, like, really love you, I'd never put dirt on the top of your grave that you're going to dig out of, you know?
Right, but you have to understand something. You know, that dates back to Houdini, who tried to escape out of the earth and was unsuccessful. He said the weight of it was too great. I wanted to try to do something
that's not how he died, though, right?
No, it's not how he died. He got punched in the stomach, actually, and appendicitis set in, and he died in 1926 on Halloween, actually. Mm. So I wanted to try to do something, pay homage to him, and try to recreate this and be successful with it. So it was a dream to be able to.
How about you just have your appendix removed? You know what I mean?
That's actually a good idea for the next season. There you go, Adam. I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah, do that.
Cool. What do I have, man?
Unnecessary surgery would be a nice stunt. You know what I mean?
Here you go.
I don't need my appendix to be removed. I don't have appendicitis, but I'm going to do it.
How about just grab bag? We'll just take out what we feel like.
Ooh, interesting.
We'll put you under and we'll decide.
Oh, yeah. We can flat line and see if I can come back.
Could be an appendix. Yeah, could be a lung. Yeah. We don't know. Well, fine. We'll spin the wheel.
As long as the penis stays.
I'm going for the pineal gland.
We'll spin the organ wheel. That would be awesome. That's ratings. That's a pay-per-view. Yeah. We will take a little break. Chris Angel here tonight from Mind Freak. Provocateur.
Mystifier.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chris Angel is here tonight from Mind Freak. Ain't
he? What am I, Adam?
Provocateur.
And?
A mystifier.
There you go.
And a falconer. Ooh, oh, that's me.
You're the falconer. No, I crawl a falconer. Yeah.
Chris was telling us during the break that he could do a little something-something on the radio. You don't normally think of... mystifiers and provocateurs working over the radio, but he could do a little something for us, right?
Can he make the call?
A lot of people perceive what I do to be psychic, and there's no psychics out there, unfortunately, not to disappoint people, but what I try to do is to try to create situations that give the illusion that's possible. And a lot of what I do is study people and create situations that they feel in control of. but in reality, I'm controlling the situation. Mm. And I can actually try that with the listeners. Now, it might not work with everybody, but we can have people call in and tell us
what
their experience.
What do you want? You want a dude or a chick?
No, no, I'm going to do it to the masses.
Oh,
right
to
now.
The masses?
Right now, I want the gentlemen to think of an odd number between 1 and 10, and the ladies to think of an even number between 1 and 10. What I'm going to do is I'm going to name some words.
You got to give our listeners more time. That's not going to be done in the 11th.
Good, go.
By this time tomorrow, one of them will have 3.5.
Okay, so gentlemen, an odd number between 1 and 10, women, an even number between 1 and 10. I'm going to just state some words after each number. When you hear your number, remember the word that I say after your number. Here we go. Number 1, precious metal. Number 2, yarn. Number 3, cutlery. Number 4, golden color. Number 5, highly polished. Number 6, a ball. Number 7, sharp. Number 8, cat's toy. Number 9, carving tool. And number 10, round. Okay, so now everybody should have a word that they can associate with their number. I want them to forget about the number right now and think of their word. Now I'm going to give you some descriptive words. When you hear a word that you can associate with the word that you're thinking of, the best possible way, I want you to lock onto that word. Okay, here we go. Blue felt tip pen, penny postage stamp, shining silver, carving knife, yellow ball of yarn, original oil painting, old felt hat, South Sea Island, Western stagecoach, antique clock, China coffee cup. All right, so everybody should have now a final word that they're thinking of.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add behymen to that. That's
okay.
The male ass. The behymen. Behymen, everybody.
So what I want the guys to do right now is to envision that item in their mind. Envision it falling from the sky right towards them. Now, just be very careful because you're probably thinking of a carving knife. But the ladies don't have to worry because they're thinking of a yellow ball of yarn.
Wow. I wasn't thinking of anything, but I was. Drew, were you thinking of something?
No, I was thinking about the behind.
The Nets.
Mike, here.
Let's see if anybody was thinking of
anything. Here comes trouble. Mike?
Yeah.
Were you thinking of anything?
Actually, I was thinking of the carving knife. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, see that?
That was really great. That was
Chris
incredible.
Made you think of that.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't know. It was just following along with what he said. It was kind of crazy.
Hold on a second.
See how many accents I caused just now.
Melanie?
Yeah?
Were you playing along?
I was.
What were you thinking of?
The freaking yellow ball of yarn.
Yeah. Two for two. That's good enough for me. That is awesome.
Yeah, Patricia was doing yellow ball of yarn, and I had shing for the knife as well.
Oh, really? Wow.
I had it queued up and everything.
Wow. I don't know how that works, but it's impressive. All right, let's get back to Mike then. You want to talk to Mike or want to talk to Emily? Emily?
Whatever you want.
Emily?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Were you following along?
Yeah.
Wow, what's up? Everyone's coherent all of a sudden? Yeah?
We got to play more games on this show.
Were you thinking ball of yarn?
Actually, I wasn't.
Uh-oh. No. What were we thinking of?
Behind me.
Didn't he say something about shiny metal or whatever?
Well, that's the dudes.
That was the odd numbers.
Yeah, you're the chick.
That's why this doesn't work for everybody.
You know what? You might have to take away my title of provocateur now.
You have to check. Yeah, you got to check your underpants before you play the game.
All right, what's up, Emily?
That's all right. What's up?
I recently broke up with my girlfriend.
Oh, she's the dude.
And...
Interesting, his powers don't work on lesbians. Yeah.
Oh, it didn't work on you either?
Wow.
Were you thinking of the knife? No. Penny.
No, I wasn't thinking of the knife.
How's the name of her girlfriend, Penny? Yeah, go ahead, Emily. Wow, this is interesting. I'd like to see if this stuff worked on lesbians.
No, you just
they may not, they may have some sort of enzyme where magic doesn't work. I've long thought that, Drew.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't believe that's... you know, racist or
that's genetic. That's
unfair
they're born
thinking
that way.
In any way. I think they have an enzyme that stops them from getting magic. Mm-hmm. I've often thought, Drew, how many times have you heard me say that?
Oh, I can't even count.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Emily?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You, in fact, mentioned it'd be a first order Michaelis-Menten kinetic enzyme.
Yeah.
You did.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Emily. 19?
Yeah. Well, I recently broke up with her, and she won't leave me alone. And especially now, I've been broke up with her for 2 months. We were together mm-hmm. for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of seeing other people, and there's this guy that I've been interested in. We've been spending a lot of time together. And now that she knows that, she just won't leave me alone. She comes over uninvited.
All right, Miss Chaos, what's up? And we know you're chaotic because you're sort of bouncing around. You're not even a lesbian. There's a guy you're into now?
I'm bisexual.
All right, what happened?
I've known that since I was 12.
Hold on. I'm going to use my powers of perdition here. Yeah. Who molested you?
I was not molested. You guys do that all the time. I was not molested.
Yes. What happened? Physical abuse? What's going on?
My mother beat me a lot.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And that will create, that's called trauma. And that often associates with sexual identity issues. And definitely in relationships, you will create chaos and be attracted to chaotic people.
All right, but let me ask
abusive
this.
People.
Hold on a second, young bi Emily. Let me ask this. There are lesbians that are created, boom.
Yeah.
God made them.
Yep.
And they're gay guys that God made.
Yep.
And then the ones that are created in the basement when their uncle climbs on top of them.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I believe that the women especially, the gay guys that are bi are just gay. And
don't
they haven't fully committed to it yet.
Right.
They don't want to freak their parents out, mm-hmm. whatever it is, or they can't handle it. But they will be gay eventually. The women that are bi, I would say that's a greater marker for abuse than lesbian.
Oh, yes.
Because lesbian, that's created in the lab.
No. At 19, this is not even bi. It's sexual disorganization. It's just not a...
You're all over the road,
confused about sexual orientation. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on there, Emily. We'll take a quick break. Chris Angel is here tonight. Mind freak, provocateur. Yeah. And the guy makes yarn and blades fall from the sky. We'll take a guy's got the knife laying on their head. Chicks get hit with the yarn like a little kitten. Doesn't seem like a fair trade. Take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Stop monkeying, Drew.
Make it go back.
Chris Angel's here tonight.
Got a fork here that Chris Angel bent with his mind.
Mind freak.
And I want it to go back.
I think he did it with his hand. I mean, his open hand.
How come I can't make it fall apart like he did, too?
Wrong fork. Chris Angel here, mind freak, Wednesday nights. Drew, just don't monkey with the fork because it's going to fly off. It's going to hit me in the eye. It'll be a disaster.
Rupture your behind.
Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on A&E.
And we have a special one-hour edition of Mind Freak for Halloween, October 31st, 10 o'clock.
That's going to be awesome. I'm going to watch it. Drew, what are you going as this year?
Me.
You're going as you?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a stretch.
Does anyone get dressed up anymore?
Not old guys, I guess.
Here's the whole thing about Halloween.
Michelle does. What do you get, Michelle?
Halloween is a good singles event. You know what I mean? It's a good holiday for single people. Chicks get, chicks, they dress up like French maids and bunnies and genies and things like that. And then they go out and they get toasted, and then they get all into it because they're not them.
They're genie.
I have this theory that you sort of become your outfit after about an hour. you get a CPA in a Viking outfit. After about an hour, he's yelling "drink from your helmet" at everyone. you know what I mean? Come on, man! And it's like you start dressing. This is why we need a dress code.
Yeah, because you become what you wear.
You become what you wear.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So it's good, So here's the thing: if you're single, you should pick a flattering outfit. Now, don't do that obnoxious thing. The guy who works out, so he goes as a baby, so he has his shirt off the whole time.
The diaper.
He wears the diaper. It's always the one guy. Never the fat guy. It's always the guy who's been working out all day. That guy?
Yeah.
Obnoxious. Yeah. Listen, guys, you guys who work out, don't think we don't know you're making excuses to pop the shirt off all the time. Believe me, we know. The guys at the ball game, oh, man, what is it, 71 degrees? I got to get this shirt off of me. guy's working. Man, I can't paint this house with my shirt off. It's snowing outside, Larry. Still, I'm working, building up a lather here. Get this shirt off. Then every Halloween outfit is some shirt related. Somehow the shirt's coming off. Oh, he's not going as the back of the horse. Hell no. You got a nice build. That's getting incorporated into your outfit. You may go as you may go as like
women do that too,
Conan. Though. Oh yeah, that's why it's great. Women will slut it up on Halloween. Chick going out in a thong back and a sports bra.
Just
nothing.
Fun.
Yeah, a little thing.
It's
funny. Here's the thing. If you have a nice body, a nice figure as a woman, and Halloween comes around and you dress up, you're going to something hot. That's the beauty of that. Other holidays don't you can't say that about Hanukkah. You just can't, or Yom Kippur. No. But Halloween you will go something hot. And the thing about the guys is, and here's what you got to do with the guys. Don't go with the obnoxious thing where the shirt's off. Go with something where the chicks get a little shot of what you got, but they don't want you to think you're showing it off or flaunting it. You know what I'm saying? Then go to a party and start boozing, and then get down. That's what you got to do. All right. Where are we?
Here we go. Back to Emily.
Now, if you're married or you have a girlfriend, no reason to go out.
Yeah.
Zero reason.
Home on Halloween.
Yeah, just keep the lights off so the kids don't come by. You know what I mean? Don't want to be giving away any of that candy. All right, let's talk to Emily. Emily?
Yeah, still here.
How do you look? You good looking?
I would say so.
What'd you go as last year for Halloween?
I was Little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Were you Foxy Little Red Riding Hood?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Chicks all slutted up. Great holiday. We should really have Halloween. You know what? You know what the problem with Halloween? Let me tell you this. We shouldn't have it in November. It's always cold.
Too cold, yeah.
Too cold.
Have it
Even
August.
So, the chicks will go as the Playboy bunnies, and the guys will take their shirts up. They're freezing their asses off the whole time. Guy standing up there in a diaper, and it's hailing on him. But he looks great because he just shaved, you know. But here's the thing. If we had, my theory is, if you can get a chick to dress like a little kitten, a sexy kitten or French maid or a Playboy bunny in November, imagine what you could get them to do in August or July. You know what I mean? They'd just be nude.
Yeah.
They just come. So you'd be like,
bathing suit show.
What's your outfit? I'm nude person with spatula and ass. Wow. Creative. Awesome.
I'm a provocateur.
That's the true meaning.
Yeah. All right.
Especially.
Well, they would go in zero because they're almost naked. A hot chick is almost naked now, and it's freezing.
Got it.
Actually, I have to tell you real quick about something I'm working on for the next season. I'm going to go into New York City, right in the middle of Times Square. I'm going to try a mass hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to make people take off their clothes using hypnosis.
Oh, really?
Right in the middle of Times Square.
So you're trained as a hypnotist? Well, you learn how to do it.
I learn how to do it.
Yeah.
Have you done it to groups before?
I've done it to groups, yeah. And so
how long does it take you?
It takes about, depending upon the person,
you have to
pick your...
But I mean, your group, how long do you work on the group for?
Probably about 45 minutes.
So you need a group of people to sit there for?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It'll be, the cab drivers will love that. I'm sure no one will honk.
You know, I watch...
But it's difficult because you're doing that in the fall, you know, or January, I should say, and it is cold, so it'd probably be a lot easier for me to do it in the spring or summer.
It would be a pretty viable accomplishment, but not as impressive as the photographer that convinces everyone to get naked up and take pictures.
But he pays them, doesn't he?
He gets them from everywhere, but no, he doesn't. He gets 4,000 people to get naked and then takes a picture.
Oh, that guy,
These photographers, diabolical, these guys. Come on, ladies, let's get the clothes off. Let's hustle now. It's funny, too. He just starts hustling people. He's like, sweetie, panties off, let's go, get out in the street. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. She's taking her pants off and running out in the middle of the main square. That's a guy, boy. That guy's a genius. Now, why everyone needs to get nude and run out in the marketplace, I don't know, but he gets like 3,500 people to get naked.
He figured, well, one way I could be a cult leader,
yeah,
and the other way I could sell pictures.
Meanwhile, he's got a bullhorn. It's like, okay, ladies, we're going to need you to go ahead and spread out over here. Guys, please quit beating off. We're losing the light. You know, the guys are just there. Like, you know, guys have to pretend like they're part. They're into the art scene. Oh no, this is important work. No, this is important social commentary. Yeah, could you quit stroking your dork? Could you please quit talking about the social commentary? Just hands off the dork for just to get through that part. No, this is important, awesome stuff. Oh, no, I'm following this guy around the country. This is awesome. Emily?
Yes?
Sorry, baby doll.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, she won't leave me alone.
All right. What's wrong with you? Your mom beat you. Is that why you're angry?
I'm not angry. I mean, I've dealt with that, you know, and yeah, I understand why she did that. I'm past that.
Why did she beat on you?
She just was really angry about a lot of things, and I was the only person that she could really take it out on.
Oh, okay, so she had a good reason.
She beat on her because she beat on her, basically.
Yeah. Was she taking drugs or anything?
Yeah, she smoked a lot of pot.
She drinking, too?
No.
You got to do something else. The pot doesn't get you...
Right, the pot makes you...
My mom smoked pot. She'd every week, she'd say, next week, the beating begins. And then that would lead into the next week. And then she never got off the rattan.
Of course.
Well, yeah, she never got off the wicker chair.
She ran out of weed,
Irritable after you came off the weed. That's a good point.
Well done.
All right. But listen, Emily, you may have dealt with it psychologically, but it leaves an imprint in terms of how you regulate your feeling states and that sort of thing. And the kinds of people you'd be attracted to would be sort of chaotic and dangerous people. And it sounds like you've got involved with somebody that has a character problem and now is engaged in stalking behaviors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you pick up the phone when she calls? Do you ever call her back?
Most of the time, I'll just put it on silent and just ignore it. But if I ignore it, she just comes on over.
Well, then you got to get a restraining order.
Do you answer the door?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I don't know.
You need to make it clearer to her that it's over, Emily. If you give her any shred of hope, she's going to hang around. Even then, she's going to hang around when you try to clamp down.
Yeah.
And if you have to, you have to get restraining orders and really bring the structure to bear.
Look, you know, there's a whole subtle art to not hanging out with people. Yeah. You're not getting them to hang out with you. And, you know, I've made a career out of it.
That's the thing. It's not so subtle.
Well,
it's deliberate.
Well, here's what it is. It's sort of stitch in time. You can do a little thing where the person goes, hey, maybe we swing by or whatever, and you go, this weekend's bad. It's a little uncomfortable, but it's not too bad. Later on, when you try to break things off, it can be really uncomfortable. But there's a subtle art to not hanging out with people. Here's what you want in life. You want everyone to do what you want them to do without them knowing they're doing it. That's what Chris Angel Provocateur does. They don't even know it.
Mystifier.
You want the people you
want to mystify.
You want the people you want to hang out with to want to hang out with you, and you want the people you don't want to hang out with to stop calling you, like my family. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're no good at this. Oh, yeah, you are, actually. No one will talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's awesome. Right, but the people I like hanging with.
Well, it's hard to turn it off, Adam.
Come on, buddy. Hillary?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I constantly feel very guilty. And, like, as a result, like, I feel like I have to keep redeeming myself. So I, like, keep doing all these things. And, like, it's just a really vicious cycle. And I just
How long have you been feeling this way?
For, like, a really long time.
How long?
3 years, 4 years.
Have you been doing things that, indeed, you should feel guilty about?
I mean, I haven't, like, done anything that's like, bad. Like, I've never done anything bad that, like...
Are you feeling guilty or are you feeling shame?
No, guilty. I feel very guilty.
Describe to me what you mean by guilt.
Like, I just, like, feel like I can't, like, please anyone, and I feel like everything is, like, my fault.
Yeah. Are you going to college right now?
Well, I was going to NYU last semester, and then I got offered a job, like, as an executive at this company, so I took it. So I moved back to L.A., and I'm working, like, at this company and going to school at night.
What do your parents do?
Doctor, lawyer.
My mom owns a PR company, and my dad's a producer.
All right. Now this, you know, I'm going to go way out on a limb and go, you guys Jewish?
Yes.
Shocker. Shocker.
Finally, Adam.
Shocking. The great Adam, the provocateur. He knows the Jews. Yeah.
But I teach me that, dude.
Woo, that is shocking. All right.
Tarzana.
Calling from Tarzana. Dad's in the industry. You went to NYU.
Miles PR.
Guilted everyone. Guilt flying all over the place. What a shocker. All right, Hillary. You need to get over this.
Here's the one thing I would tell you is that, you know, there may have been sort of things that were sort of brought to bear in your child during the, you know, they used guilt to manipulate you to feel better.
Go, baby. Get cathartic on her ass.
And I suspect
you had some of that.
My dad now, like, isn't my biological dad.
Uh-huh.
Like, my biological dad, like, I asked him to disown me when I was 10 because he was, like, a really violent person. So he signed away
not Jewish?
No, he was Jewish.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. JDL.
And so I know I was only 10, but I feel like that.
Was he Israeli?
No.
What was his job?
I don't remember.
All right.
Don't remember. So you really have nothing to do with him?
Right now?
Look, one of the things that could have happened is you feel responsible for how your dad behaved and for leaving that relationship, and naturally enough, you feel some guilt and shame over that. Mm-hmm. The other thing is depression very commonly causes feelings of guilt and worthlessness, and you do sound kind of depressed. So this is all stuff that needs to be kind of looked into.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
What do you mean looked into?
Treated.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, all right, Speedy. Just go take care of yourself, would you please?
What do you mean? Like, I don't understand. You mean go to, like, a therapist or a psychiatrist?
Yeah,
you
go need to a therapist.
Yeah, well, start with a psychiatrist, because this may actually be depression as a primary symptom. The fact that there's obsession and guilt and feelings of worthlessness, that's
but,
depression
like, I function, like, very highly. It doesn't affect, like, how I perform, like, in my
good. Not
life.
Yet. Good. Not yet.
Oh, no, but nobody said it did. Look, the people that are miserable perform better.
Sometimes.
Happy people hang out.
Yeah, the miserable ones that have to hyper-perform like Hillary.
Yeah, they're the workaholics. They're the hyper-achievers. Yeah, look at Chris raising his hand. He's miserable.
He was talking about the guilt and shame during the break.
That's what happens. Yeah, his self-esteem is so low, he digs a hole, he gets in it, and they bury him.
That's it.
It's really very, very symbolic.
Well, when he was down there, he thought, I belong here.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay.
Here's what I would say. Instead of being buried, you should be cremated alive. Spread your ashes. Spread your ashes over the open waters, and then see you come back. That's all I'd like to see. That'd be a great stunt. I'm going to cremate myself and spread me. I called up the Neptune Society. They're going to cremate me and spread me over the Pacific.
That's two you gave me. Thank you for the next season.
Another good idea.
Another good freak.
Cremate.
Official writer.
Georgette?
Yeah, that's me.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Greek?
Yeah.
No, I'm Armenian.
Here'd be the greatest stunt of all time. You go out to dinner with Dr. Drew, see if he can pick up the tab. That would be awesome.
Well, he's into mind control.
We get Drew to, yeah, but even
he can
even,
bend forks.
Yeah, but he can't bend your arm to grab your wallet, Drew. That is too, there's no mind that powerful, Drew. Georgette?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Adam. Hello, Drew. Yeah.
Hello, Georgette.
Mr. Provocateur.
Hello, Miss Mystifier.
Yeah, sweet. Okay, just wanted to let you know I'm a woman and I did get the yellow ball of yarn or whatever that was. And I wanted to ask you, what's the difference between, like, excuse me, because I'm getting sick. What's the difference between psychic and what you consider yourself?
Well, I don't believe that psychics exist, or at least I haven't seen anything, any true proof.
I want to stop real quick. Is that because you know as a performer, when you figure out how to do things that look psychic, you can always figure out a way to make that happen? You know what I mean? To make an illusion that look.
Right, throughout the course of history,
yeah.
There's been people that have made the claims that they have psychic ability and stuff. And there's been other people, starting with Houdini and even prior to Houdini, that have offered large sums of money to anybody that can do something that cannot be reproduced or explained.
Yeah.
And no one has ever been able to produce. There's $1 million right now by the Amazing Randy. And there's no one that has been able to do anything that can't be reduced,
reduced
or explained, or in a test environment.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, like what you guys were doing, in a sense, is cold reading by analyzing somebody's voice,
right.
The way they speak, how they...
Right, the patterns. Phrase.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much conjure a picture up
right.
and utilize your questioning and the way to respond to it to get more information.
Yeah.
And so... I don't believe that it exists. And I mean, if you just look at it from a very simple, fundamental perspective, these people wouldn't be there hustling for $40 to read your palm.
They'd be investing in the stock exchange.
Well, no, they would just win the lottery. The numbers that are going to hit tomorrow.
This is the kind of society we live in. By the way,
people want to believe.
Amazing Randy, horrible name for a magician. Great name for a gay bar, but bad name for a magician. Although you have to be good with that name. You know what I mean?
We'll pen and tell it to our.
Well, here's how it works. That's right. If you actually had this ability, you would be at the horse track. You would be at the stock exchange. You would be quietly making money. It's like when you have seminars for unlimited wealth in the real estate business, you shut your face and you go out and make money in the real estate business when you have the secret to wealth.
You're Donald Trump.
You become Donald Trump, not a guy who sells a series of cassettes out of his van in Florida.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ho, ho.
And now, the other thing, and this
could be Tommy Vu, though.
This is this is what we have to focus on. We always need to focus on this. And it's like we seem to lose sight of this as a society where it's like they want some guy to submit a DNA sample because they finally lifted some latent DNA stuff off the dress of the person. And the person says, no, I don't want to. I will not do it. I'm innocent, but I'll not do it. No, guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty. Why? Because all the other innocent people, all the other 10 people immediately lined up and gave them the swatch of the saliva because they have nothing. That you are claiming two things. One, you're innocent. And two, your attorneys are calling because you don't want to give the DNA sample. That's guilty. Now, we as a society have somehow decided that there's a good chance he may be innocent. He just doesn't want to give. BS.
What's the logic?
That's not how it works. Right. The guy doesn't want to take the lie detector test. The guy doesn't want to give the DNA sample. All these people, they have all these things, all these psychics and everything, who have to keep fishing around. The name H. I get the name H. H. Somewhere. H. Something with an H. Something with a vowel. Vowel or consonant. Consonant or vowel. There's something. Think about it. Think about it.
Who in this room has a grandfather?
Who's your parents? Yes. Fish. You got nothing.
It was, and the sad thing is you look at this guy like John Edwards, who is out there, who is completely taking advantage of vulnerable people who have a real loss, who have their life.
They're desperate for him to make contact.
And that really bugs me.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it's like a mirror that makes fat people look thin. If it's just up at their house, who cares?
That's not true, you know what I mean?
Let them look in the mirror and think they look good. You know what I mean?
Through the TV, then they should do it at their own house, not just on mass
media.
They
do it all the time.
And people are
sending them money.
The big one is this one too. It's like hey, somebody dies. I picture gasping for air. Gasping for air. He had a heart attack. That's it. They always do the gasping for air.
They're magnanimous. Gasping.
I'll tell you, we had a psychic in here once. I'll tell you how psychics work.
But we like Kenny. Kenny's good.
Kenny Sweet Spirit?
Kenny Kingston.
Kenny Kingston?
Good times.
Sweet Spirit. Yeah. You know what I like about psychics is I like the old psychics that they come with the companions. I don't even know what they are. They're not the wife. Not the girlfriend. Not the cabana boy they keep at home. It's the traveling companion. It's that sort of one of the Gabor sisters who has the lap dog. Yeah. We traveled together. She gets introduced as the lady friend. What is that?
And the guy is not into ladies many times.
Doesn't seem to be into the ladies. Does not seem. It does not take a psychic to know that the guy with the pinky ring, the mock turtleneck, and the crazy gray bangs may not be into the ladies. Nope. But he still has his companion. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I'm straight, but I don't have to travel with a chick to let the world know I'm straight.
I think it's like the opposite it's like a female gigolo. Because gigolos originally were not sex partners.
Right.
They were just companions for older women that need a companion. Somebody to carry the luggage.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's awesome, too, because... it's like, yeah, honey, get in the plane. We're going out of town so I can bang some 17-year-old guy. that's how it works. No one will think I'm doing it as long as you're sitting around. Awesome.
What are we talking about?
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what they do. They fish around, you know.
So we had one up here.
We had one. Here,
Norman.
They did stuff like, yeah, they said, I don't know. I was thinking talking during the show, and somebody said, "Did anyone important in your life ever pass?" And I said, "Well, my grandfather and my cat Norman, something like that." And then there's just during the commercial,
it was like an hour earlier.
Yeah, and then an hour later, they're like, "Who's Norman?" And I'm like, Norman.
Is that called pre-show?
Norman's my cat, and they're like, "Yeah, I know. I heard you say that, but." Norman is also somebody else, somebody important. Who is it?
Would you name your cat after?
Grandfather. Because here's what they're fishing for. What kind of idiot names their cat Norman? What kind of lame-o, what kind of tard names your cat Norman who didn't have a great-grandfather right. named Norman or an uncle who passed named Norman or whoever? Somebody's got to be named Link. Norman in that family. Yeah, that's why you name your stupid cat a crazy name uh-huh. like that. So they do that. I'm getting a feeling. I'm getting a Norman feeling. No, not the cat, but who? Somebody in the family? Now, here's the thing. My stupid sister named the stupid cat Norman. That was it. I never met anyone named Norman. I have no one in my family named Norman. There's no Norman connection. But they're making that leap, and they're trying to connect and those dots.
If they're wrong, then they'll say, well, a Norman's going to come into your life.
Yeah. All right. Or think about it. And finally, he got so angry. He said, no, I'm not going to think about it. There is no Norman.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, stop poking around. You're wrong. And just think about it. Yeah. Think about it. And what they do is they let you do the legwork. Exactly. They pick a letter. They pick something.
Well, there's no wrong.
Something, you fill in the blank.
You fill it in.
There's no digit to it. There's
and that
no yes
and that
no.
works on people. They're vulnerable. They want to know. They want to believe. And they actually give information they don't even realize they're giving because right. they want to hear the answers they want to hear. Right. It's human nature. It's like going to Atlantic City to Las Vegas. You win $10. You want to win $20. You win, and that's how they buy those nice chandeliers.
I believe it's a form of narcissism that they tap into, that people think that they can communicate or that I can communicate with long lost whoever. Mm-hmm. Drew and I, our self-esteem is way too low to know that we could communicate with anybody
or
who's passed
anyone on. Who would be interested in communicating with us, more importantly.
Yeah. Now, here's what would work. What would work is, I'm communicating with your grandfather. What is he saying? He doesn't want to talk to you.
That's him. How'd you know?
He said you weren't funny. They have cable in hell. And he says, says he doesn't watch a show, but he's heard you're not funny. All right. Then I buy into it. All right, let's take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline. Just a minute or two. Call 1-800-LOVE-191.
Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chris Angel is here tonight.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mind Freak.
Mind Freak, if
provocateur.
You want...
Provocateur.
10 o'clock on A&E Wednesday nights. You want to go to www.chrisangel. That's two S's, by the way, that Chris. C-R-I-S-S Angel. Sorry. .com. Check out where he's going to be, what he's going to do, all the listings,
You'll
all the
stuff.
He'll
be on Las Vegas November 14th, is that right?
Yes. Yes, and a special edition of Mind Freak, 1 hour for Halloween, October 31st, 10 o'clock.
Mm. Let's talk to Melanie now, who's 29, from Idaho. Melanie?
Yeah, Idaho.
Oh. Yeah.
Dr. Drew.
Melanie.
Let me read your mind for a second here, Betty. you have a job, yes?
Yes.
Yes, you have a job. And your job's okay, yes, but it doesn't fulfill you creatively, yes? I mean, you're more creative than what your job lets you do. Am I right?
No.
Yeah, there's a part, sure. You're a creative person. Would you call yourself a creative person? I think you're a very creative person, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're creative, yes?
I'm taking notes.
Creative person, yes. But your job... You're not a sculptor or painter or anything. Your job's okay. It's somewhat satisfying.
Keeps you locked into a narrow range.
It's good, but it keeps you narrowed in. Let me tell you this, too. There's the Melanie that people know, that you let the outside world know. There's that part of you. But then there's the part that you keep hidden deep inside, okay?
And wait a minute. I'm seeing blue. Color blue.
Blue. What's
Melanie,
blue,
blue?
Mean? Anything blue? Blue?
Blue
carpet.
Blue near you?
Blue paint. Blue
dark
curtains,
blue. Royal blue.
Blue car.
What's that
anything
mean?
Blue.
Melanie, why blue?
Anything blue?
I'm serious. Blue curtains, blue couches.
Blue. Powerful. And the number three. Is there a
three?
Are there three lamps, three candles?
Three something. I'm getting three and either a G, an A, an E, an R, or an I. Is there anybody you know whose name has a J in it or around it? That could be, it could be James, yeah, or it could be Herb Jackson. Who's Jay? What's Jay? Something with a J.
Jay, that could be several J's.
Yes, okay.
I'm seeing a chest of drawers with a cameo in it.
I see a chest of drawers
and if you open the top drawer, there's a cameo there.
I see a kitchen with a fork in it. Is that anything there?
No.
Silverware, kitchen, sink, water running through, a spigot. Yes.
Hot and cold.
Yes, that's what I get. Let me tell you, the device that
is pressure. The pressurized hot water seems to clean objects in the kitchen.
Yes. Possibly a front loader. Yes. Let me say this too, Melanie. You like a little chocolate every once in a while, but sometimes you eat too much and feel a little bit guilty. Is that yes? Yes, you're being too hard on yourself, by the way, yes. But sometimes you'll go out for dinner, not all the time, but sometimes you'll have that slice of pie at the end of the meal, and then you beat yourself up a little for eating it, yes? Yes. And you're creative. You're a creative person. Yeah.
All right, Melanie, what'd you call it about?
But there's a part of you that you keep hidden from the world.
You're hilarious, Adam.
So powerful, so true, yes?
What's going on there?
Dr. Drew, I wish you were divorced. I'd marry you.
God bless you.
Yes. You diddle yourself to Drew, yes?
I need your home phone number. No.
There's something that starts with a V that's in your nightstand, ends with an R. Yes.
With a buzz sound.
Yes.
All right, what's up, Melanie?
I've been put through a lot of heck with a lot of medications lately.
For depression or something?
Pardon me?
For depression?
And anxiety.
Okay.
It started out postpartum, and then they just kept going from there. Hold on,
you have children? I feel children. I feel children because your auras change color.
So you had
children.
God, I was just reading a great article about people that see colors in discrete objects. There's something wrong with their brain. It's actually a discrete syndrome where the letter 5 shows up at a specific color. And these people see colors with feelings and stuff too. There's something they're trying to figure out what's going on in their brains.
I like when people do the leap and then they do the thing. Like they'll go, you know, a mood ring will change colors on someone's hand, or a chameleon lizard will change colors. Well, your aura changes. I like when they do that. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. Well, then she'd make the mood ring analogy. I had no idea.
But there's
basically a Skittles commercial going on over my head.
But these people do see colors and things. And so they're probably seeing something when they experience a feeling from somebody that it evokes a color response.
Usually just means bad neighborhood.
All right. So, Melanie, you had postpartum depression. How long ago was that?
The first round was 5 years ago.
And
I was gonna say 16
months. Second round was 3.
Okay, who's prescribing these medications? Is there a psychiatrist involved?
First it was family doctor. Then I went to a psychiatrist because things kept getting worse.
Worse in the sense the mood was bad or the anxiety?
Well, the anxiety came along, and then the moods would fluctuate so horribly that I was afraid of not doing harm to my children, but just being bad around my children.
Unavailable. Yeah,
I see two children. Right. I see two children. Yes.
Still give up.
Two children.
Is Melanie sound good?
Are there two?
No, come on.
Two children?
You guys have just perked up my spirits tonight. I was totally on this down low before I called you guys.
but I don't get any weird energy from Melanie. Do you?
No.
Okay. So this is because what we're sort of reading here is whether there's a chaos or a character problem here too.
No.
I don't feel that. I don't see that. So that to us means that this is largely exclusively depression, anxiety.
Melanie, this is Adam. Do you drive? I'm getting foreign or domestic automobile. Is it one of those? Is it foreign or domestic? Please let her answer. What kind of car is it?
Old.
Please answer. What kind? Old. What kind? Who makes it? Shh. Let's say her.
Let's see, actually, they would be domestic.
Idaho.
Remember I said foreign or domestic? I said clearly said domestic. Did you guys hear? Do you have that on tape? Or on the tape, Michelle.
And I'd say the type either starts with a C, F, O, or D.
Yeah, there might be a number in it somewhere. It's either convertible or hard top. I'm getting that. That's for sure. Or has a sunroof or Landau top. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Wait. Hard. What was the last one?
Convertible or hard top coupe or sunroof, moonroof, or Landau top. Yes.
Yeah, Landau top.
What kind of top does the car have?
Landau top.
Yeah. Landau top.
I'm either seeing two initials or a word that begins with F.
Yeah, yeah. It's either, yes, I see that. I see,
see
a
that?
G. I'm getting
G,
a G.
You're getting a G very strongly.
A G or an M or a subsidiary like Chevy or Pontiac.
Or Ford.
Yeah.
Could be F.
Yeah. Sarah. Or I mean, Melanie. I'm going to predict your name is Melanie. Here's the thing. If you're driving an American car with a Landau top on it, that is a bad sign.
Idaho, though.
Yeah. That is horrible. What year is that car?
Oh, goodness. You don't want to know. You will so make fun of me.
What, 77?
No, 88.
88, but I knew double numbers. I felt double numbers. I knew it was either, I was going to say either 77 or 88.
It was a Delta 88.
Yeah. Who, is it Cadillac?
Close.
Oldsmobile?
No, you're closer with Cadillac.
Chevrolet.
Pontiac?
What?
Hmm?
Starts with a C.
Chevrolet?
Chevrolet?
No. Longer Chrysler. Word.
Chrysler?
There you go.
I knew it. It's Chrysler.
Why is that close to Cadillac?
I don't know.
The C word. You guys said C word. And
yeah, all right. Oh, so see. It's an 88 Chrysler, the Landau.
Adam, ask her for favorite number is 7.
Horrible. I'm sorry. It was a free gift, man.
Melanie,
guy.
What's your favorite number? What's your favorite number, Melanie?
1 to 10. First
through,
number that comes.
1 through
what
10.
Is it? What's your first number comes to mind?
Between 1 and 10.
Between
don't change
one
your mind.
And 2.
2.
2.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Most people say 3.
Chris wrote down 2.
3 or 7.
Yeah, Chris I held up. I was he the piece side of it. Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote it down after she said 2, but he still wrote down 2.
All right, Melanie.
Wait a minute. Let me just say this. You know the biggest white trash move in the world is the people who have the Landau top. Now, the Landau top, for those of you.
Upholstered top,
for
right?
those of you who don't understand cars, Landau top is, it's a regular just steel roofed coupe, just a regular car. It's not a convertible, regular car, but the back third is upholstered, padded and upholstered. You see it in old Cadillacs and LTDs and things like that. Now, first off, here's the thing that's funny about it. Americans in the 70s and 80s, when they were making these cars, couldn't make a car whose dash wouldn't explode after 10 minutes. All right? You guys got the huevos to go ahead and upholster the outside of the car?
Adam Carolla is not my cousin. He did not buy me a car.
The paint.
Oh, good point.
The paint is chipping off the hood after 8 months, and you're going to go ahead and upholster the roof of the car. That's huevos right there.
Yeah.
Now, the real white trash move is when the thing comes undone at the front and acts like a sail. It's like
I've seen that. I've seen that.
The person is going down the highway. They got it floored, and they're going 41 miles an hour.
There's
a huge windbreak hanging off the top of their car. Now, the car, because the car weighs 7,000 pounds, is only getting 11 miles a gallon in the first place. It's got a V8 that's cranking out no horsepower, and it's got the sail, the windsock on top of it now. And it strikes me that the people who are driving the car have no idea that this thing does this when they drive, because you couldn't see it from inside the car.
You can't really hear it.
And it's not like you pull up next to the guy and start honking your horn and drawing it out, the dry erase thing on your windshield or anything.
Show a picture of a schooner.
You hold up a Cutty Sark bottle. You just start laughing at the person and keep moving because you figure they're going to get a blowout any minute and spin into you. It is the biggest. That big Landau sale is the biggest white trash move in the world. And somebody, they should be pulled over for that.
All right, Melanie, I want to talk to Melanie real quick. Give me.
Let me say this. Oh. Let me say this. Nobody inside the car could detect this.
Yeah.
And it's not like your husband follows you in another car to check out if the Landau top is making a sale.
Even if he did.
I don't think you'll
it's
ever
that
know.
Guy. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Melanie, what medicine are you taking right now?
Oh, my goodness, Adam. I'm on Lexapro for obsessive compulsive behavior.
Just tell me the medicines. What are you on? Lexapro?
Lexapro, clonazepam.
Clonopin.
There you go. And I can't pronounce this one either, Buspar.
Buspar. Mm. Okay, so that's a pretty powerful combo for anxiety and depression.
Yeah,
and those medicines do not have a lot of side effects, and you can use low doses, and you sound pretty good. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like because I've been on Wellbutrin, I've been on Zyprexa, I've been on there was another one in between before I got the Lexapro, but I feel like sometimes I get like an immunity to the medicine, and
yeah, there is some people get what's called a tachyphylaxis. They just sort of, it sort of wears off. They need to increase the doses. They have to try different things, and that does happen. The brain sort of adjusts to what you're bombarding it with, and fights it off. It's like it's not a tolerance in the way that you need more alcohol to get the same effect. But it is just sort of an adjustment where you can't get the same response sometimes from the same medication or the same dose. But you sound fine, Mel. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's all good.
Yeah, you're up in your head too much, baby. I believe it's child abuse to raise children and drive a car with a Landau.
It's a bad message. Bad message.
It sends a horrible message. Yeah. It really does. Really does. Mm-hmm. It says it's okay to drive around with a upholstered roof. What's going on with that roof? You lounging on that thing? Hey, everybody. It's a nice summer night. Let's all climb onto the car and relax. You know what I mean? What were Americans thinking?
It's luxury, man. We're upholstering our cars.
We're going to upholster the roof. How about we upholster the whole roof? Let's not get crazy, Frank. Come on now. Let's focus.
It's not a lot different than what we did with tile in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the nice tiles you see in bathrooms today. I'm talking about
slats. We went insane.
With everything. Are you kidding? And it was all about the surface.
Right.
We put stuff on top of stuff and made it awful.
Well, that's really what it was. The engine of the car didn't work at all.
Right.
But we had a nice love seat packed onto the roof. Awesome. All right, let's take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chris Angel in here tonight. Mind Freak. Wednesdays, 10 o'clock. A&E Provocateur. Go to that website, www.chrisangel.com. All right, Drew. Ooh, threesome. Alexis.
Yes.
20. What's up? You want to have a threesome?
Well, my boyfriend wants a threesome, and
imagine that.
I want to know how it affects my relationship.
How that will affect your relationship? It will end it.
He wants to have a threesome with you and another chick, right?
Yeah.
See, psychic. I knew it wasn't a dude.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You know what? I have a gift. I don't take credit for it. It's a gift.
Again, blue. I'm saying blue.
Hold on a second. Let me just say this one real quick, too. People think they're being modest when they talk about a God-given gift. You know, like, they think they're being modest. Like, hey, I don't take credit for my athletic ability. I was touched by the hand of God. I'm very modest. You folks obviously were passed over by the Almighty. Not me. I was touched by God. Now, I'm not pompous. I don't take credit for my gift. I did nothing to earn it or deserve it. I was simply touched by God. Very modest. Very modest. You guys who are passed over don't know how modest I am. You who are not friends with God, obviously, because you were not doing the math, you're not touched by God. I am very modest. I cannot take credit. I've been touched, blessed by God. The Almighty came down and sat beside me and touched me. Go ahead, Alexis.
Well, the thing is, I'm really a jealous person, and
Why would you even consider this then?
Well, he mentioned it.
Yeah. So what? What if he mentioned something else that was crazy and was going to ruin your relationship?
That's an awesome example, Drew.
Well,
no, I mean, but the point is, why would you go with anything you don't want to do? Whatever it is he mentions.
All right. See, Drew was not touched like I was. I can't take credit for coming up with great examples.
You're very modest, though. Very
Drew,
modest.
God like wiped his ass on Drew, but didn't actually touch him. And if he did touch him, it was inappropriately.
What are you going to do?
Alexis?
Yes.
What happened to you? Who touched you? Really? That's the question. Huh? What's up? What's up, baby doll? Who molested you? Oh, yeah. Shocker. You see, I have a gift.
Gift.
Can't take credit, just a gift. And I can't control it. I don't know when it comes and it goes, you know.
Yeah, the only reason you would be with a guy like this and or consider doing what he's asking you to do, especially when you describe yourself as jealous and this would be a horribly painful experience for you, and the fact that you have sexual orientation confusion, all yeah. that adds up to abuse.
All right, baby. Get some help.
Please.
Speaking of babies, don't have any kids.
Uh-oh, I feel babies. I knew it.
Oh, you see, Drew?
I have a gift.
Drew has a gift. I'm going to say male or female. That's what I'll say.
Both.
I'm
going
to narrow it down to two. Yes? Your baby's what sex? What sex?
I have no idea yet.
You've not checked? Pardon me?
I'm just 10 weeks.
10 weeks. That's
twins.
What I thought so.
Twins. I feel twins. I know it.
The other one, too, is the blowhard psychic that just makes a prediction down the line that never... It's a boy. It's going to be a boy. A, it's 50-50. B, I'll never talk to you again. C, I could sound cool. Oh, it's definitely a boy. Paint that room blue. Paint that room blue.
It's twins. What are you talking about?
It's twins. It's triplets. It's a boy and a girl to buy.
All right, so there you go. Don't do this.
All right,
and you're pregnant right now.
Yeah.
What the hell's the matter with you?
All right.
Hey, it happened so fast.
No.
I see. Why did you say so?
I didn't know.
Oh, well, heck. I didn't know it happened fast.
Why don't you give the kid up for adoption?
Kids.
Oh, no.
Kids.
We discussed about this, like, because he wants a kid. And he's only 21.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
That makes
that's
sense.
Fine.
Then, of course, you have to cave into his wishes.
Yeah, I see.
This is the other crazy thing.
What does he do? Something on a roof.
He's a Marine.
Uh-huh, a roofing Marine, fighting Seabees, yes?
Yes.
Where is he now?
He's at the field right now.
Mm-hmm. What does he do in the Marines?
Turret gunner on the roof.
Well, he went to Iraq, and he just do computer stuff.
All right, the kid's going to be the next president of the United States. That's my third and last prediction.
That.
All right, come on. Give the kid up for adoption. Would you? Doesn't need two numbskulls raising him.
Numbskulls?
Yes. 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 You're abused. You're not in any kind of shape to raise anybody.
Well,
you need
I
to get yourself...
Like, since I was junior high, two of them, and I was beaten by my mom.
Okay.
Oh, so you were
That's
weren't
different.
Abused?
You were abused. Would you get some help, please? You're going to ruin your kid.
No, I think it would be a good opportunity for me to...
To get help.
Yeah. It'll be a nice opportunity for you and a horrible experiment for your child to have you two idiots raise him. So give him up for adoption, would you please?
So here we go. Just get some help.
All right. Hey, look, you want to know what's going on in this country? We're going to have to contend with the kid. Yeah, mom was beaten and abused. Dad's over in Iraq. And now we got this kid. Just give him up for adoption. You're not up to it. That's fine. There's many things you can't do.
It's heroic. Give it over to somebody
yes,
who can.
You do the right thing.
The kid.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Love Line will be right back. Love Line will be right back.
Everybody, that's the show. We thank Chris Angel for coming in.
Thanks for having
tour.
Me on, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
check
buddy.
Out the show, guys.
Come back anytime, www.chrisangel.com. Oh, you can watch my show tonight, Too Late, Adam Carolla. Danny Bonaducci on
tonight.
You
got Danny on? Oh, boy.
Controversial.
My show's on
Is he really screwed up as they portray him?
Well, you'll have to watch and find out. We'll take a little extended break. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.